Putting a home up for sale in Britain is no longer just about bricks and mortar. Energy performance is now part of the selling process, as Oliver Skelding has discovered. Since last December, every home put on the market is required to have its carbon footprint measured, which is the amount of greenhouse gas emissions resulting from the home's energy usage. It's all part of a strategy to cut the country's carbon dioxide, or CO2, emissions. An environmental group says 27% of Britain's emissions comes from its 25 million homes.
It's tough on a country such as England, which has got a hell of a lot of old properties.
The energy inspector arrives and gets down to business, from boilers and thermostats.
So how old are these windows, roughly?
The double-glazed windows, the type of light bulbs, and the fireplace.
It doesn't have a damper in the chimney to prevent the heat from going up.
Even the cat flap is thrown into the equation, along with the dimensions of each room. Skelding looks a bit nervous. Inspector Eamon Barmaki's data will ultimately determine his home's energy rating. It will be graded on a scale of A to G, with A being the best. That's a home that's completely self-sufficient and even supplies excess power to the community. G is the worst, an expensive energy sucker.
When you get a rating on energy efficiency, you're going to want to have the house a little bit more energy efficient to get a higher rating and hence make it a little bit more desirable.
These measures are being applied across the European Union countries to help improve the continent's energy performance, and making a home here more energy efficient has never been more desirable. After several of Britain's largest energy providers raised their prices by 15% last year, sellers learn how they might improve efficiency. But Ed Matthews from Friends of the Earth says the government will eventually have to make such improvements mandatory if Britain's going to meet its government target of slashing 60% of its CO2 emissions in about 40 years.
But people need to be compelled to take action. So what we think we need in the UK is minimum standards for energy performance of homes, all homes. So you can't actually resell that home unless you can show that it meets minimum standards of energy efficiency.
As for Skelding's home, it got a D rating, slightly above the national average. He hasn't got any offers yet, but he considers the extra insulation and new thermostats a good investment.
Thank you very much for your time. Good luck with the sale.
Such home sales are becoming increasingly linked with energy efficiency and a concern about climate change. Mandy Clark, VOA News, London.